This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ticker symbol of the day today is BBBY. Four letters let you know it trades on the NASDAQ. Bed Bath & Beyond, or perhaps I should say troubled retailer Bed Bath & Beyond. The company says it's going to close something like 140 more locations, including all of its Harmon Health and Beauty Supply stores. And that comes after less than stellar earnings calls last month, during which the company hinted in a not-so-subtle way that it might be moving closer to Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the last-ditch effort to avoid filing and what BBBY would have to do to crawl its way out if it did.
The story of Bed Bath & Beyond's downfall is a decade in the making, and it boils down to something like this.
When you are buying at Bed Bath & Beyond, you're basically shopping the same product that you would shop at Amazon or Target.
Jamie Katz is a retail analyst at Morningstar. She says the company was too slow to pivot to online shopping, so customers moved elsewhere, and BB&B got stuck with a lot of stuff sitting at a lot of stores staffed by a lot of people. Those costs put the business further in the red, so it's been closing stores and selling off brands to recover cash. But Katz says it doesn't have a lot of runway left.
It gives them cash to exist for a bit longer, but it doesn't really change the underlying problem.
The problem being its business model, which is a hard thing to fix while landlords, suppliers, and creditors are breathing down your neck. Kevin Kaiser is a professor of finance at Wharton.
Everybody wants their cut, and they're all now afraid they're not going to get it. And as they line up and try to take their share of what they're owed, they will tear apart the company.
It's why Kaiser thinks bankruptcy is likely. But it doesn't mean liquidation is. Retailers like Aeropostale and J.Crew have survived Chapter 11, though Seth Basham, a retail analyst at Wedbush Securities, says turnaround will be tricky. The company needs to become a unique brand and create value that goes beyond those blue 20% off coupons.
We've called those a drug they can't get off of.
That coupon even popped up on the company's media relations website when I reached out for comment. Bed Bath & Beyond says it's continuing to examine its store footprint and is working with advisors on, quote, multiple paths. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.